It's been nearly 4 years since the state authorized the IGU to build a system to bring natural gas to Fairbanks. And on Tuesday, IGU board members will consider taking a huge step toward that goal when they vote on a $331 million deal to buy and build the facilities needed to bring natural gas here, then store it and distribute it to homes and businesses throughout the area. Board Chair Mike Meeks says utility officials have held two public outreach meetings over the past 10 days and other recent sessions to help explain the complex deal.
We've been spending the last few weeks going out, hitting North Pole, hitting Fairbanks, and providing public with the information. And we've had about 5.5 hours of question and answers and information going to the public.
Meek says Thursday's work session was dedicated to giving the people their turn to talk.
Tonight, we listen to the public.
The public included local clean air advocate Jimmy Fox, who sat in on both of the most recent meetings.
I came into those meetings skeptical, and I have to say, after many, many hours of following up with what I heard, having further conversations, I'm feeling much, much more confident about the proposal that's before you.
The proposal calls for using the $331 million package of grants, low-interest loans, and bonding authority offered by the state to create what IGU officials called a unified utility owned by the borough. $59.5 million would go to the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority to buy Fairbanks Natural Gas and the Titan LNG plant in South Central, along with a fleet of trucks to bring it to Fairbanks. The rest of the package would pay for building another storage facility in the Fairbanks area and build out of the local distribution system. The deal also includes a 3-year natural gas supply contract with Hillcorp Energy. But Sarah Obed says the IGU's estimates on the number of people who will convert their home heating systems to natural gas are too optimistic because the utility won't be able to keep the price of gas low enough to compete with fuel oil or wood, and that in turn won't convince people to spend thousands to convert to gas heat.
Who's going to spend $10,000 to convert and then pay more for gas after that they've already converted?
Obed is vice president for external affairs for Doyon, and she says buying FNG and Titan's assets would be a costly mistake. She says the IGU should instead invest in a local gas supply that comes in a pipe instead of a tanker, like what Doyon is trying to develop with its exploratory drilling in the Nenana Basin.
They basically will be investing in all this LNG infrastructure, which you wouldn't need if you pipe gas to Fairbanks.
Others, like Clark Milne, urge the board to approve the deal because it's an essential part of the borough's plan to improve air quality by reducing the use of heating systems that burn wood or coal.
Natural gas can make a lot less PM2.5. Therefore, we can get people to convert instead of burning wood. And that can make all the difference.
Liz Gregg told the board that if the IGU succeeds in convincing many or most Fairbanks area property owners to convert to natural gas, it will increase the cost of housing for those who rent. She says that'll make it even more difficult for people who live at or below the poverty level.
Property owners are going to have to pass along these costs to the renters.
Meeks says members of the public will get one more chance to comment on the proposal next Tuesday, just before the board votes. That meeting also will be held in the assembly chambers, beginning at 6 p.m. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.